Unit 13. Mars. Section 2. Integrated Listening and Writing. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions. All right, we've gone over Mars exploration up through the 1980s. Now for the part I've been looking forward to.
Oh? Why is that?
This is where it gets good. The information brought back by the Mars probes in the past 20 years or so has changed a lot of scientists' views about Mars.
How so?
Well, they had thought it was a completely dead and uninteresting place, kind of like the moon. But that turned out to be untrue. The terrain showed evidence of flooding and volcanic activity. Scientists also learned more about the polar regions of the planet. Both the North and South Poles are covered with caps of ice and dust. And now we've also got images of sand dunes and huge dust devils spinning over the surface.
What's a dust devil?
It's a rotating windstorm, which blows dust or sand around in circles. Kind of like a tornado made of dust.
Okay, what else?
Some of the imagery suggests that Mars hasn't been completely dry and dead for over a billion years, as was once thought. In particular, there seems to be evidence of water in the geologically recent past, or even the present.
The present? Really? I've never heard that.
It hasn't been ruled out. There's a theory that sunlight heats up snow or ice trapped under a layer of dust, causing it to melt and flow as a liquid.
What's the evidence for that?
The pictures show little gullies or valleys in the surface close to what could be banks of water or ice. The gullies suggest moving liquid water. Astronomers also found evidence that Mars was volcanically active in the recent past, and in fact might still have active volcanoes.
The part I find interesting is that life existed there in the past.
That's not for sure, though.
Didn't they find a meteorite from Mars with evidence of life in it?
Yes. This rock does have signs of past biological activity, but scientists don't agree on that interpretation. Some of the Mars landers also found possible proof of microscopic organisms, but that's still controversial too. The upshot is that we just don't know for sure yet. But who knows? Even if life never existed there in the past, it might in the future.
You mean it might still evolve?
Actually, what I meant was that people could build a colony there.
How, though? I mean, I know Mars is more like Earth than other planets, but it's still not an easy place for humans to live. It doesn't have air that we can breathe, for example.
Right. In order to live there, we'd have to either create enclosed living spaces with oxygen, or we'd have to terraform it.
We'd have to what?
Terraform. From terra, which is Latin for Earth. To terraform means to change the planet so that it's more like Earth. Scientists are looking at ways to do that.
That must be really far into the future. We're not even close to sending a single person to Mars.
It's never too early to start planning. Number one, how is the information in the conversation organized? Number two, listen again to the beginning of the conversation, then answer the question. All right. We've gone over Mars exploration up through the 1980s. Now for the part I've been looking forward to.
Oh? Why is that?
This is where it gets good. The information brought back by the Mars probes in the past 20 years or so has changed a lot of scientists' views about Mars. How does the man seem to feel at the beginning of the conversation? Number three. According to the conversation, how have scientists' views changed? Number four. All of the following are mentioned in the conversation as being found on Mars, except. Number five. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question. In particular, there seems to be evidence of water in the geologically recent past, or even the present.
The present? Really? I've never heard that.
It hasn't been ruled out.
What does the man mean when he says this?
It hasn't been ruled out. Number 6. According to the conversation, the gullies on Mars's surface are possible evidence of... Number 7. What difficulty for building a human colony on Mars is mentioned in the conversation? Number 8. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question. But who knows? Even if life never existed there in the past, it might in the future.
You mean it might still evolve?
Actually, what I meant was that people could build a colony there. Why does the woman say this?
You mean it might still evolve?
Number 9. Listen again to part of the conversation. Then, answer the question. To terraform means to change the planet so that it's more like Earth. Scientists are looking at ways to do that.
That's being awfully optimistic. We're not even close to sending a single person to Mars yet.
It's never too early to start planning. How does the woman seem to feel about plans to terraform Mars?